Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You can hear me now, can't you? Well, we just heard two songs sung by the great John Denver.
Yay.
Right.
Yeah.
John Denver was one of my favorite singers of all times. In fact, I named my son after him.
Wow.
John sang about nature and life flowing within us. I want to thank Charlene for requesting that I speak today about the song, Perhaps Love. Your request gave me the opportunity to once again walk down memory lane with John Denver, and I'm appreciative. Thank you, Charlene. In our culture, love and the acquisition and possession of love is a dominant preoccupation. We feel strongly about love, don't we? And in the song, Perhaps Love, John is contemplating what love is. Love is a vast topic and means different things to different people. It can be physical, emotional, and spiritual. So today, let's look at John Denver's song, Perhaps Love, to contemplate what love truly is. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore discussed God as omnipresent, powerful force. God is energy. It's the pure essence that binds together the whole human family. In divine mind, love is the power that joins and binds in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. It's the great harmonizing principle known to mankind. This is how important love is. Jesus Christ boiled down 637 Jewish laws down to two commandments. Love God and love others as yourself. So Jesus Christ's message was for us to love, and John Denver's message is also for us to love. In the song Perhaps Love, John compared love to a resting place, a window that invites us to come closer, a door that wants to show us more, as a way of living and as a way of feeling. He related that love could hold on or let go, and it sometimes seemed full of conflict, pain, and change. A resting place, be it either a building, a bed, or an inner state of mind, provides a sense of security, comfort, and peace, acting as a safe haven where one can feel accepted and free from worry. In essence, when deeply loved, you can rest in the knowledge and assurance of that love, especially during times of turmoil and stress. It can be in the loving arms of a parent, a spouse, or a friend, which would be a physical experience of love. Or it could be in a spiritual form, by seeking security and comfort from God, spirit, higher power, or whatever you choose to call your deity. This resting place creates a shelter from the storm. The storm could be within us. Perhaps it's anxiety, depression, stress, regret, confusion, or a bad habit or an addiction. The storm could be a rocky relationship, financial distress, or a health challenge that is caused by the way we are reacting to the experience we are dealing with. We create storms within ourselves when we forget we are loved. The fear of separation and being alone is our greatest nemesis. As we trust and find refuge in God's resting place, we feel loved, and then we know that love is a resting place. A good affirmation would be, God's love is my spiritual resting place. So we'll say that together. God's love is my spiritual resting place. Divine love is also impersonal. It loves for the sake of loving. It's not concerned with what or who it loves, nor for a return of love. God loves us because God is love. God desires to know itself through us, its creation. When we feel needy for love, that is God calling us to come back to heaven. And when we have an urge to be loving, that is spirit within us using us as a vessel to love another. How do we know how to love? We learn to love through prayer and meditation. The Holy Spirit is that still, small voice that guides us, or at least tries to. It invites us to come closer. It definitely wants to show us more. More love, more joy, more peace, more ecstasy. It invites us to come closer because it wants to show us all of the gifts that Spirit has for us. Actually, all those spiritual pearls are there for us now and are ours for the asking. But we must grow into the awareness of being loved by slowly becoming aware of our true divine nature as we let go of our belief in separation. We are molecules of God. We are in God, and God is in us. We are all one, one unified field of energy. God is everywhere, so God is in the air. We all breathe the same air. We breathe God. Our breath and breathing keep us alive. We are all connected by our breath. We are all one. John sings that the memory of love will bring us home. It is our remembering that God and other people love us that bring us home. What is home? I don't think home is a physical building, like a house. There's a big difference between a house and a home. A house is a material building, an outer structure that shelters us from the elements. A home is an inner state of beingness. The love within people's heart is what makes a house a home. I would consider my physical body here as my house. It houses my soul. And my inner spiritual home is where my soul lives, right here, where I am aware of my oneness with God and all of you. Have you ever met anyone and felt loved and welcomed immediately by that person? That person has developed their inner spiritual home of love. Love is considered our natural state because God is love. Love and fear are opposed to each other. Fear is an illusion created by our ego mind. The ego is that part of our mind that operates from fear, creating the feeling of separation and conflict. We have fear when we choose to not fully embrace love. When love is present, fear cannot exist. As each of us faces the daily challenges of our lives, we must ask ourselves, am I operating in the frequency of love, or am I coming from a place of fear? Our mind can be focused on the spiritual, filled with uplifting thoughts, faithful beliefs, and kind acts. If we have that, we are creating a spiritual home within us of happiness, satisfaction, purpose, and joy. On the other hand, we can create an environment of doom and dread by holding onto thoughts of lack, sickness, bitterness, fear, and negativity within ourselves. I'll give you a recent example from my life. 3 weeks ago, our basement was flooded with 8 inches of sewage from a blocked sewer main. Yeah, that's what I thought too. All of the neighbors congregated in the street to talk to the mayor. My neighbors were very angry. They blamed the sewer company and expected the mayor to get the sewer company to take responsibility for their problem. The neighbors were readying themselves for an emotional and legal battle. Now, unity has taught me that I can choose how to respond. In the midst of all this anger, negativity, and uncertainty, I chose to stay calm. I chose to love. Others saw the situation as a threat to their well-being, but I saw it as an opportunity to grow closer to God. I knew that whatever my husband and I needed, God would provide it. And as a result of that attitude, we have had a smooth restoration. Meeting professionals, knowledgeable workmen, agents, insurance people, getting our needs met without a hitch and without it costing us anything. However, The neighbors who are resistant and want to fight are experiencing difficulties, some terrible difficulties for some people, in their restoration process. Our thoughts are a powerful force. Our thinking is our vehicle through which we create our world. Our thoughts can be transformative or our thoughts can be destructive. We choose with our every thought how we will react to the happenings in the world and how we will empower or disempower ourselves and others. Whoever calls on God for healing is calling on divine love. Divine love will bring you your own to you, adjust all misunderstandings, and make your life and affairs happy, healthy, harmonious, and free. Love is a way of being in the world and comes from the heart. Love insists that all is good, and by refusing to see anything but good, it causes that quality finally to appear uppermost in itself and in all things in your life. Love is a state of awareness that can be transformative because love is the great harmonizer and healer. It can heal and accomplish great feats. Love is a way of being that becomes progressively more intense and satisfying the more we practice it. A good affirmation would be, God's love is the healing force in my life. Let's say that together.
God's love is the healing force in my life.
I believe when we are born, we are perfect and enlightened. As newborns, we are one with the divine and flourishing in our inner spiritual home. Our eyes are wide open. We are taking everything in as an infant and a child. I have a grandchild, so I know this. I'm being able to watch this again without having to change diapers. Anyway, they see the world without judgment, without fear. Watch little children play. They explore freely and with glee. Just glee. The child is in reference to life, and it knows that it is divine. It hasn't learned fear yet. For the first year, the parents are overjoyed with their little bundle. The babies can do no wrong. Most parents encourage their baby to walk and talk, and once the baby starts running and babbling, most parents spend the next 17 years telling them to sit down and be quiet. Enlightened parents, on the other hand, will encourage their children to explore and be adventurers. Only in that way will children begin to understand their power as divine beings. In the book, The Prophet, by Cahil Gibran, which we just studied a few months ago, Gibran describes the spiritual aspect of the parent and child relationship. And he said, quote, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you." Unquote. We are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. Isn't that fantastic? Does that do something? It does something to me. But I hope it does something to you. We are love searching for itself. Jesus Christ watched his disciples treating children as second-class citizens, and he was angry about that. I'm sure the disciples were shocked when Jesus told them that in order for them to get into heaven, they had to be like little children. Be playful, curious, find out who they were as little sons of life's longing for itself. And I believe Jesus' invitation is for us today also. Be playful, curious, dream big, take risks, make mistakes, find yourself, long for your true divine self. Find again that loving, benevolent life force called life that searched through you as a newborn and child, that created you, that's in you, that is you. A good affirmation is, I am a precious child of God, and love is my inheritance. Say that together.
I am a precious child of God, and love is my inheritance.
Love is that inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everything. It is a way of seeing oneself and others as good, worthy, and blessed. Loving energy frees us from the suppressing egoic collective consciousness that tells us that we are not worthy, not good enough, that life is hard, and that we must battle to be successful. As we begin loving ourselves, we begin vibrating at a higher frequency. We burst open like a flower that has been resting in the sun's warmth, and all of that beauty that had been hidden within us because of our false beliefs is now suddenly ours to see, enjoy, and share. We were born successful. We were born abundant. We were born whole. We were born innocent. Because it is God who is our all-embracing, loving parent. Our physical parents were just the vessels through which we entered this divine experience. But not all of us had physical parents who were loving. Some of us had it pretty rough. Parental mistreatment makes life seem harsh and unfair, full of conflict and pain, like John Denver sings about in a song. So we conclude that life is hard and betrayed us, and we walk around armored, afraid, and feeling guilty. We have a limited perception because we can't see the entire spiritual picture. We don't see everything there is to see. Here's an example of our limited perspective from the material world. Sarah, could you put that slide up? The electromagnetic spectrum includes radio waves, short waves, radar waves, infrared waves, visible light, ultraviolet rays, X-rays, and gamma rays. But the human eye can literally see only a little sliver of this entire electromagnetic spectrum. We can only see visible light. All the other types of waves exist, but we cannot see them. We think we see it all, but we do not. Think about that. Thank you, Sarah. If we can't even see things in our material, physical world, then we surely cannot be cognizant of all that is going on in the spiritual, metaphysical world. We are not cognizant of what is happening in the spiritual world. Things happen in our lives that we try to understand, but we just can't because we don't have the spiritual vision to see it yet. That is why the Holy Spirit, and I love the Holy Spirit, calls us gently, inviting us to spend time in the silence, in the quiet of God's grace, to comfort our anxiety. If we are wise, we will do that, but we can refuse the invitation. Holy Spirit continually invites us even when we refuse the invitation, because God truly loves us, seeks union with us, and seeks the best for us. And when we enter meditation and prayer, we are invited to come closer. God wants to show us more. We get glimpses of the bigger picture. We begin to understand that God is for us, that all is well. Divine order reigns despite appearances. We begin feeling peaceful and understand the message we are here to learn. Love is the secret of all. But still, it does seem like love has contrasting aspects to it. How can there be pain and conflict and change? Why do we still have problems and challenges when we are doing our best to live a loving life? It's a good question. When we look at life with our physical eyes, it is our human ego that is seeing. We will be judging by our outer appearance, and we will misinterpret what we are looking at. Because we are looking through our ego's self-centered, clouded vision, we do not see the good that is in the center of the problem or challenge. But there always seems to be a gift for us hidden in the middle of the challenge. Have you ever heard someone say something like this? That was the worst thing that ever happened in my life. But it turned out to be the biggest blessing in my life. You may have said that yourself. I know I have. The other day, while I was driving, someone cut me off in traffic. Well, and I did forget that I was divine. And I said to my husband, you know, it's really much easier to be spiritual when there are no human beings around. Then I remembered, conflict is not a bad thing in itself. It's just that our ego views conflict as bad because we have expectations that if we live a godly life, everything should go well for us. How are we to live, learn to love, and expand our loving capacities if we don't have the opportunity to practice? Well, now I hate physical exercise. But just like physical exercise, building physical muscles, we must develop our spiritual muscles also. And that requires us to stop resisting conflict and see it for what it really is, a divinely ordered opportunity to expand our divine powers and increase our awareness of our own divinity and our ability to love. A good affirmation is, I flow with God to expand my power to love. Let's say that together.
I flow with God to expand my power to love.
Love is a state of awareness, a way of being in the world, a way of seeing oneself and others. We slowly learn by putting into practice the principles of love and forgiveness that are the result of the conflict or challenge that we had to deal with. We practice recognizing our thought patterns and changing our thoughts and our attitude to be more loving. When we do that, we see more clearly the blessings in every situation. Now I'm going to recap how to more frequently stay in the energy of love and expand the good in our lives. First, do some intentional breathing. Be intentional to breathe deeply and slowly, focusing on the energetic oneness that connects you to God and all beings. Two, take time to meditate and pray. Make it a practice to rest in the presence of God. Come to God with the intention of just resting in the divine presence. Cherish the visit together, the oneness together, affirming with gratitude your divine inheritance. Receive God's grace. Third, love everything, be grateful. Practice noticing when you love what you love all day. When you wake up, remind yourself of how much you love your comfy blankets and soft sheets. As you take a shower, appreciate the warm water and the amazing miracle of your body. As you begin your day, remind yourself of how much you love your family, your friends, your work, your pets, your plants, whatever you love. Love it all. The more we can focus on love, the more your frequency heightens and your life continues to expand and get better. Fourth, be a kid again. Have fun, be playful, be curious, take risks. Do what you love to do. Make mistakes, find yourself, dream your dreams, long for your true divine self. In summary, love is the vehicle for living in a high-frequency healing vibration. Every person can find their way to their true spiritual home, which is love. Whenever you offer love and kindness to yourself and others, you're improving your life and improving the world around you. As you continue to love, you realize that God is everywhere, just waiting to be discovered and waiting to love you. It manifests in countless ways. In every way, take pleasure in the creative bliss your love manifests in your life. Remember, you are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. You are beautiful, divine beings. And my memories of you bring me home. So let's pray. Let's begin by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
So let's take some deep, slow breaths. And as you inhale, say to yourself, God fills me with love. God fills me with love. As you breathe out, say to yourself, I breathe love into the world. I breathe love into the world. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. In love, out love. Receive the following affirmations for yourself. God's love is my spiritual resting place. In this sacred place of stillness, I become aware of my oneness with divine love. God's love fills me, comforts me, invites me to rest. As I rest, I realize I am one with God. I am one with love.